If climate change has done nothing else, it may perhaps have encouraged some people who may not have been that way inclined previously to stop and think about their environment. Some may still hold that what is happening is not climate change, that the world amends its status from time to time, and that the equilibrium we have grown accustomed to will eventually be returned to us. But whatever the case, it can surely do no harm and a great deal of good if more people start to consider their surroundings, to put themselves out, if that action means the island and the other people who live on it are treated with more respect, to accept that the countryside isn't one giant rubbish basket, that the creatures on our land and in the sea deserve their world to be, where possible, unpolluted by our waste. In the last 2 weeks, on Update, we've looked at the concept of a circular economy as opposed to one in a straight line, a linear economy. By circular, I mean designing what is produced and then used, not to just be discarded, thereby producing waste, but to be, where possible, resurrected, brought back and reused in production. We talked about sequestration, trees and peat bogs, which are designed to pull carbon out of the air, avoid cutting into peat, for instance, and releasing carbon stored there over the centuries to be spewed into the atmosphere. Wind turbines. We touched upon the current problems turbines put up in Manx waters are facing, finding a market in the UK because we lie outside the UK. From the start of this month, the steam packet has been obliged to use greener fuel on its crossings, but that means added cost for passengers. More controversially, we heard of SMG, small nuclear modular reactions, which can produce relatively modest amounts of power, but of course still leave nuclear waste in their wake to be dealt with, if nuclear waste can ever be simply dealt with. Transport, getting people into clean electric cars or onto clean buses to cut down on the current 60,000 vehicles on Manx roads. Carbon capture, storing carbon taken from the atmosphere underground safely and to all intents and purposes permanently. There's much more in the Curran report. Tim Walter said a resounding yes, but words are cheap. Action is a bit harder, and that's what's promised next. 2050 is the target for net zero emissions. It may be interesting to see if this island can hit the ground running, because running may well be needed to get to that target.